This course was produced by Learn 25. Enjoy a lifetime of learning 25 minutes a day. Professor Kathleen Galati is an expert in decision-making and cognitive development. Currently, she serves as the W.H. Laird Professor of Cognitive Science at Carleton College, where she helped to create and now directs the interdisciplinary program in cognitive science. She received a B.A. with a double major in psychology and economics from Wellesley College, as well as a Ph.D. in psychology and an M.S.E. in computer and information sciences at the University of Pennsylvania. She is the author of Cognitive Psychology in and Out of the Laboratory, Cognitive Development, Infancy through Adolescence, and Making Decisions That Matter, How People Face Important Life Choices. Her research on reasoning and decision-making has been supported by the National Institutes of Health, the National Science Foundation, and the Spencer Foundation.
Lecture 1. What is cognition? In this course, I'm going to be talking about cognition, the processes by which we acquire, process, and use information, with an emphasis on higher-order cognition. We're going to focus heavily on decision-making, a complex cognitive process that has been my research focus for 3 decades. So I thought I might try to whet your appetite for the course by describing an important decision I made myself on behalf of my daughter 7 years ago. She was finishing up 5th grade at the time and about to transition into middle school. Now, 8 years prior to that, my son had enrolled in our local middle school, and it turned out to be a very not great experience, academically speaking, for him. Unlike his very skilled and attentive elementary school teachers, his middle school teachers seemed distant and uninterested. He didn't learn very much at all, and although he made close to straight A's, he pretty much learned to skate through his classes with very little effort. Because he wasn't a discipline problem, and because his reading and writing skills were pretty solid, thanks to those elementary teachers, no one much cared what he did on homeworks or other assignments. Well, there was one fabulous math teacher whom he had for 2 years, and she did hold students to a high standard, but she had long since retired by the time my daughter was ready to go. There was a charter school in town that emphasized social and emotional growth, took parent input very seriously, and offered much more programming in the performing arts than the regular middle school did. One of the middle school teachers there was a trusted family friend. Kimmy, my daughter, went for a day-long visit to shadow a current student and loved it and begged to be allowed to go there. Still, there were downsides. The school was very, very small, only 18 students in a grade. None of her close friends were considering it, so she wouldn't have had the support network she would have had if she went to the regular middle school. I was a little worried about how touchy-feely the vibe of the school was when I went to visit. It seemed much more about keeping the kids feeling emotionally bonded than it did teaching them some academic skills, and I worried about a loss of her strong academic drive if she spent 3 years there. So, how did I decide? Well, as a decision-making researcher, I'd been scoring my research participants' performance in decision-making against the theoretical model of decision-making known as multi-attribute utility theory. We'll talk about what that is in detail in this course. Basically, I reflected first on what I wanted her to get out of middle school. Essentially, I wanted a good balance between strong academics and a supportive social environment. I just pulled up the notes I made for that decision, and here were the specific factors or criteria that were derived from those goals. I wanted an academic challenge. I wanted performing arts instruction, because she's a dancer. I wanted a caring atmosphere. I wanted parent communication. I wanted there to be a good social peer group, in other words, some kids that she'd be likely to make friends with. I wanted a good academic peer group. I wanted there to be other smart kids there who cared about learning. And I wanted her to end up well prepared to transition to a good high school. I next considered the relative importance of these factors, rating caring atmosphere highest, academic challenge and academic peer group next highest, social peer group the lowest, and everything else of intermediate importance. Next, I gave ratings to each school on each criterion. Finally, I summed those ratings and multiplied them by the importance ratings. There's 3 different ways to do this summation, but as it turned out, every
Sample complete. Ready to continue?